Student's Book, pages 110 and 111. The Time Travellers. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
The Chase. The children looked out from behind the rocks. About 10 meters away, there was a huge dinosaur eating from the tops of the bushes. It had a funny-shaped head with 3 large horns coming out of it.
Awesome! It's a triceratops,
gasped Alex.
Isn't it amazing?
And he started to walk slowly towards it.
Are you mad?
Said Patrick in a loud whisper.
Get back here!
Don't be silly,
answered Alex.
Don't you know anything about dinosaurs? This one's a herbivore. It only eats plants.
But Alex, you might scare it. If I were a triceratops, I'd be scared of you,
laughed Phoebe. Alex turned round and pulled a face at her. At that moment, the Triceratops lifted its head and looked up and then started walking away quickly.
What did I say, Alex?
Asked Phoebe.
Look, it's going now.
However, it wasn't Alex that was scaring the Triceratops.
Look out, Alex!
Shouted Phoebe.
There's something coming towards you.
Alex looked around. 10 small dinosaurs were slowly walking out of the jungle towards Alex.
Don't worry,
said Patrick.
They're only small.
One of the creatures opened its mouth, and the children noticed lots of tiny sharp teeth.
I don't think these ones eat plants,
said Alex.
They're velociraptors.
By now, the dinosaurs were making a circle around him with their mouths open. Just then, a huge head appeared out of the jungle. It grabbed one of the small dinosaurs and ate it. The others ran away. Alex looked up and saw a big, angry dinosaur.
It's a T-Rex! Run!
He shouted. The children started running, but the T-Rex roared loudly and chased after them. They ran as fast as they could, but the T-Rex was catching up with them. It was now only 20 meters behind them, and there was nowhere to hide. Suddenly, a huge shadow went over their heads. They looked up and saw a giant pterosaur flying down towards them. The dinosaur bird picked up the children in its beak and flew off. They could still hear the angry roar of the T-Rex on the ground.
Oh no! What now?
Shouted Patrick. Below them, there was a nest with 3 large baby pterosaurs waiting with their beaks open.
We're going to be lunch,
Phoebe shouted back. The flying pterosaur opened its beak and dropped the children. They were just above the nest when a welcome yellow light appeared. They were gone in a flash.
Ah! Oh.
The children landed back in their classroom, where Mr. Davis was looking at them.
Are you three okay?
He asked, sounding worried.
Why? What happened?
Said Alex.
There was an explosion,
said Mr. Davis.
And then you, Phoebe and Patrick, well, you disappeared for a second or two.
Really?
Asked Phoebe.
I don't remember anything. Do you two?
She asked the boys.
No,
they replied, looking very confused. Patrick put his hand in his pocket and he pulled out an old bracelet.
That's strange. Very strange,
he thought.